Networking and marketing made simple is for you, the business owner who has a product, a service, or a message that you believe in. My name is Scott Aaron, and each week we'll take a behind-the-scenes look into the real-world marketing and networking tactics and strategies for getting what you have in front of you to a lot more people. Thanks for spending time with me, and now let's get started. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Networking and Marketing Made Simple. Super excited for today's episode, and reason being is the one big thing that Nancy and I always talk about are simplistic and easy ways to increase your business and your sales. Now, what I will say before I go over these three tips is I feel now more than ever there are a lot of marketing tactics being pushed out there that are making it seem way too easy to, you know, increase your business and generate leads and create more sales. Now, I will counter that by saying that it's never been easier to create income with a business that you have, whether it's online or not, just because there's a lot of abundance out there and there's a lot of people online and there's a lot of people seeing things. But if we want to get very macro with this, we need to kind of take a 10,000 foot view of the things that we need to do and need to have in place or need to take a look at to enable us to increase our business and our sales. So the first thing is making sure that you take a really good look at your business and define your biggest bottlenecks or bottleneck. So for those that don't know what that is, a bottleneck in your business, I would say, is the thorn in the side of your business that is keeping your business's income exactly where it is right now and for years to come, or it's kind of flatlined or it's gone backwards. It's not going up. Now, this could be a bottleneck in your sales process. So there could be something off in the top or bottom of your sales funnel. You could have a bottleneck in your marketing campaign. So maybe your content that you are using to market what you're doing is really not resonating with your audience. Maybe your social media strategy is your bottleneck. Maybe you're spending too much time on the wrong platform that's not producing any results. So you're posting all these reels, you are doing all these things, blah, 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 and they're not producing the results. So maybe your bottleneck is you're spending too much time on the wrong platform that's not producing results in your business. Another bottleneck could be maybe your financial aspect of your business is your bottleneck. Maybe you're not properly dividing up your quarterly tax payments. Maybe you haven't registered your business. Maybe you haven't really taken a good look at your financials. Maybe you are spending a lot of money on paid advertising when you really shouldn't be. Understanding, and this is so, so important, understanding what your business bottleneck is or bottlenecks are will allow you to elevate your business. So going from 2022 to 2023, Nancy and I knew one of our business bottlenecks was not focusing on our KPIs, which are our key performance indicators. We knew this. So that means, you know, website visits, website clicks, the amount of time people were spending on our websites, the growth of our email list, our unsubscribe rate, our subscribe rate, our opt-in rate, registrations for our workshops, sales from our workshops, all those things. We weren't taking a look at those. Now, what we realized is that, okay, so if that's what we need to take a better look at, then we need to fill that KPI gap with a solution. And that's why one of the big hires that we made in our company was a full-time business manager, and on like a full-time individual in our business that was handling all the operations, our operations manager. And what she does is that we meet with her at the end of every single month or the beginning of the month, and we go over the KPIs from the previous month. And we even get so micro. We go over how many podcast listeners we've had for the month. How many new reviews do we have on our podcast? Like literally everything. So understanding your bottlenecks will allow you to focus on the areas that you need to improve. So that's number one. Number two, once you have defined your bottlenecks, you have to create an action plan of what you can do to move past this issue in your business. So I kind of alluded to it in point number one, that when Nancy and I knew that one of the things that we were really lacking was our KPI optimization, we hired someone to help us optimize our KPI, someone in operations that specialized in that. So maybe for you, if social media marketing is your issue, maybe hire a social media marketing professional. If your sales funnel is your bottleneck, look for someone that specializes in optimization of sales funnel. Maybe your email copy or your sales funnel copy is off. That's another thing that we did. We hired a full-time copywriter to help us with our landing page copy, with our workshop copy, with our email copy. So once you define the problem, look for the solution. And that could be hiring someone. And you don't have to hire a full-time person. You can go on Fiverr or Upwork and you can basically put up a posting that, you know, you need some help maybe 2 to 3 hours a week on X, Y, and Z. And you'll find someone that will do that side work for you. So you have to create a plan of action to solve that problem. Once it's defined, you have to create a solution for it. And third and final, and I think this has been also very pivotal for myself and Nancy, get yourself into a group or with someone who is an expert in that area of business to shorten the learning curve. This is exactly why Nancy and I created our Expert Authority Mastermind that we open the doors 3 times a year to. We created this mastermind because there's only 10 people at a time that end up joining. And I mean, that's where we cap it. But we wanted to create a community and a space for business owners to learn from myself and Nancy what we've done to organize, grow, and scale our business. And we basically work with them in a group and individual one-on-one setting to help them get their business organized, streamlined, and scalable. So instead of people having to patchwork quilt it, they work directly with us and our team. They have access to our copywriter. They have access to our team. The other thing is you can do what we did. You look for that expert. We wanted someone that was highly skilled in copywriting. We hired a copywriting expert. We needed someone that was an expert in operations. We hired them. Now, I'm not telling you to go make those investments if you don't have the monetary means. Sometimes doing a group mastermind like ours is a better place to start because then that will allow you to grow and scale your income so you can then outsource and grow your team. Now, we're not teaching people to have massive teams of people where you're having employee after employee after employee. No, we teach people, and we're going to be writing a book on this. It's the Small and Mighty Business Model. Nancy and I are going to be co-authoring a book together called The Small and Mighty Business Model, where we believe that it's easy and doable for any single business owner to create a small and mighty business, which means it's yielding high profit, right? High revenue, low overhead, which means low stress. So again, breaking down those three specific things is take a good look at your business and really define what your biggest bottleneck is that's holding your business back. Once that's defined, create an action plan of what you can do to move past this specific aspect in your business. And third, get yourself into a group or with someone who's an expert in that area of business to shorten the learning curve and get rid of that bottleneck. So I hope you enjoy today's episode. Love and gratitude, and I'll talk to you next time.
Thank you so much again for checking out today's episode. And if you are listening through iTunes, Spotify, wherever you are, please leave me a rating and review. Let me know what you loved, what you would like to see improved, or ideas you have for future episodes. And if you are interested in taking your business to the next level, don't hesitate to go to my website, www.scottaron.net, where you can schedule a free discovery call with me, where I can learn more about you, your business, what you're struggling with, and how we can work together. And don't forget to check out my wife, Nancy, and mine, our free community on Facebook called LinkedIn Leads for Life. We would love to see you in there. Have a great rest of your day. And thank you, everyone, for your support. Grateful for each and every one of you.